Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. It's been a while. I missed you and thought about you and prayed for you and wondered how everyone's doing. So welcome to Fire Talk Radio. I'm glad that you joined me. And tonight I'm going to talk about submitting to your husband, like God instructed wives to do, to submit to their own husbands. And the passage is Ephesians 5. Verses 22 through 33. Wives, be subject. I'm reading out of the Amplified Classic. Wives, be subject, be submissive, and adapt yourselves to your own husbands as a service to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, Himself the Savior of His body. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her, so that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that He might present the church to Himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and faultless. Even so, husbands should love their wives as being, in a sense, their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. Lost my place. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and carefully protects and cherishes it, as Christ does the church, because we are members, parts of His body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is very great, but I speak concerning the relation of Christ and the church. However, let each man of you, without exception, love his wife as being, in a sense, his very own self, and let the wife see that she respects and reverences her husband, that she notices him, regards him, honors him, prefers him, venerates and esteems him, and that she defers to him, praises him, and loves and admires him exceedingly. So one of the most important things about being submissive to your husband is it's a sign of respect toward him, like chapter 33 talks about, and keeps you in agreement with each other. Therefore, your prayers are not hindered, and you are twice as powerful and send 10,000 to flight. You walk in agreement when you do that. So, because how can two walk together unless they be in agreement, as it talks about in Amos 3:3. And when you're submissive to your husband, you honor both God and your husband. Now, being submissive may make you feel like you have no power or control, but the truth is that being submissive to your husband actually gives you power in the spirit realm by remaining in obedience to God's word. Plus, if you rebel against God's word by not submitting to your husband or only submitting to him periodically, then your prayers will be hindered. The way a true godly husband treats you will make it easier for you to submit to him. As it starts talking about in chapter 25 and so on. You know, if you're married to a man that's really godly, then as it says, the way he treats you is going to be different. It's going to be easier for you to submit to him. He'll respect you. He'll come to you and hopefully talk to you about what your opinions are in making the decision that's being made or whatever's going on in the situation. Then he'll weigh what you have to say, and ultimately he'll make the decision. Now, it may not always be what you would pick, but you would have influenced it. He'll make the best decision, and you just have to stick by him and honor that, and really in your heart not have a resentment that maybe he went against something that you really didn't want. So, but ultimately, if he's made a mistake, he may look at that and whatever the consequences are, hopefully nothing major, and he'll come back to you and say, oh, you're right, let's go to it. And maybe the opposite is true. So it's really a matter if you'll weigh in what you have to say and your opinions, your thoughts, and then, of course, God is the center of it all, and then he'll make the decision ultimately. When you think about it, in a way, it's kind of not it's off of your shoulders and not a burden and a responsibility that you have to take. It's his. But yours is praying, submitting, and being there for him, whatever that decision is, and supporting him. And right or wrong, or just being there and for him and with him. So, because if you don't submit to your husband, then you will eventually emasculate him and be spiritually barren. When you stop rebelling against God and his word, and you stop rebelling against your husband and his authority, then you will reinstate his manhood and be spiritually fertile, producing much fruit. You will walk in agreement, your prayers unhindered, and together put 10,000 to flight. Now, if you're having trouble even wanting to be obedient by submission to your husband because maybe you're strong-willed or you've lived alone for a long time and used to doing things, you know, as one person, you know, alone before marriage, and now you're having to adjust, just ask the Holy Spirit to give you the grace to even be willing to submit and then to change your heart. And God will honor that because he sees that you have a heart after him. And to take a little break, and we'll be right back after the short message and song. And just listen to the words and ask the Lord to help you and to do the same for you that James McCurdy is singing in the song. I'll be right back.
Do you have the call of God on your life and are interested in attending Bible college? Check out the following websites of three awesome colleges. I went 2 years at these colleges, and they are awesome. RiverBibleInstitute.com, RiverSchoolOfWorship.com, RiverSchoolOfGovernment.com. Scholarships are available. Tell them you heard about it on Fire Talk Radio.
Operate on Speak out, what should undo? Operate on me, dear Lord. Operate on me, dear Lord. Out what shouldn't be.
comments and opinions expressed during Blog Talk Radio commercials and ads do not necessarily reflect that of myself or my Christian beliefs, especially the new ads promoting the consumption of alcohol.
And welcome back. So just a few more thoughts that I have on this subject, and then I'll pray for you and talk to you a little bit and then close out. It's not very long today, but something I felt the Lord put on my heart to share with everybody. So now, when it comes to submitting to your husband, talks about, you know, it's always, always, only ever lines up with the Word of God. If your husband or any other authority over you ever tells you, like, to go murder someone or steal or lie or fornicate, commit adultery, etc., you know, go against the commandments and his word, things like that, then just graciously and with much love, just refuse and tell them it's much better to obey God than to obey man, like it talks about in Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. So, you know, a lot of times, not a lot of times, but sometimes, if it's not a godly husband who's really not following the Lord or another spiritual authority, then they'll try to manipulate and say, well, you're supposed to submit to me, so if I tell you to lie for me or steal for me or, you know, do things like that, then you have to, because God says to submit, and that's just not the case. If it goes against God's word, then it's not God's will for you to do. So in situations like that, to submit to the Holy Ghost and his word, and just very much in a loving way to say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And they may get upset, they may not, or they may get convicted and realize that you're right. Just remember, it's always only submitting if it lines up with the Word of God. And also, submitting to your husband does not include submitting and enduring and putting up with physical and other types of abuse, as that is not God's will for you. And it's against his word, and you're valuable. You're worthy of love and being treated as Christ Jesus treats his church. You're worthy of that. So, in closing, just know that having a godly marriage and being a godly wife through submission is imperative if we want to fulfill all that God has called us to and have a happy and productive marriage and Christian walk. So I hope you got something out of this. And like I said, I just felt that the Lord placed it on my heart to talk about and say some things so about the subject and what the Bible says about it. And how really, you know, it can affect our spiritual walk, because everything we do in the natural affects our spiritual walk. And we're so much more powerful when we submit to our husbands, because, you know, in the spirit realm, as I've talked about. So, but I hope you're doing all right and that things are going well for you, and that you're walking out your salvation with fear and trembling, and that you're blessed in the city, blessed in the fields, blessed going in, coming coming in, going out. Let you know how much God loves you, has a great plan for your life, and God forbid if you were to die this very second, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you would go to heaven? You know, the Holy Bible says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, if you want to call upon the name of the Lord, you want to ask him in your heart, just repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again from the dead and that you're coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. And I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. I forgive anyone who ever hurt me or neglected me or abused me, including myself. Amen. So if you pray that prayer and you meant it with all your heart, and just know that the Lord has forgiven you. He's heard your prayer. He's there, right there for you. And you're saved. You're born again. And you're saved. You're set free. You're forgiven. And you're loved beyond measure. I'm going to pray for you real quick. And then I'm going to close it out. And I'm going to try to come back and do another teaching or lesson or just word or talk to you about what the Lord's placed on my heart to talk about. And but obviously I'm going to talk about right now. I'm just going to close it out in prayer and play a song at the end. And I'm not going to talk for the sake of talking or filling up time and you know, things like that. But I do love you. I care about you. I'm glad you spend this time with me. And I wish you well and peace and love and happiness and joy and prosperity and protection and wisdom and guidance, grace, strength and love and favor. And you know, God, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. He has a great plan for your life. And you mean more to Him than anything. You know, if you were the only one in the world, Jesus still would have come and died for you and did everything just for you. When He was on the cross, He saw your face and what you're doing right now. It gave Him strength to endure it. For the joy that was set before Him, that joy was you. He endured the cross, even death upon a cross. So He loves you so much. You're the apple of His eye. And I just pray that whatever's going on in your life, that the Lord meets you right where you are, and that His anointing, His presence, His love just fills the room where you're at, or wherever you're at, this room, whatever. And He just fills it with His presence. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever and ever. The Lord is good. And His mercy endures forever and ever. He loves you so much. Oh, Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you for the people listening right now. And I ask you, Lord, to touch them. Meet them at the point of their need. Fill their room or their place, wherever they are, with your presence and your glory, your Shekinah. And let them know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're there for them, that you love them. Touch them and heal them and set them free and deliver. Strengthen and quicken. Give peace. Only you know what they need, Father. And I just thank you for meeting those needs of every single person listening right now and listens to the reruns. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you that you love them. I thank you for your angels that are encamped about them. Thank you for Psalm 91. And I thank you for being about them as a wall of fire, a supernatural protection and peace and joy and love. And I thank you for keeping them safe, Father. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name, amen. Thanks for listening. Be sure and check back later because I'll be doing some more new episodes or teachings, whatever you want to call them. Just know that I love you. God loves you. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand and give you peace and love. Bye.
Change. And I raise my weakness.